case number 11127, Steve Dayton, west of Road 225 Marshall Road, approximately 475 feet north of Road 207 Johnson Road. Tax map ID number 3-30, 15.13, parcel 20.00. A variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Steve Dayton, 7646 Marshall Street, Lincoln, Delaware, 19960.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Hello.
Good evening.
I'm asking for a 7-foot variance from a side yard and a 10-foot from the rear property line so that I can have a garage built, 24 by 36. And the reason I need this is because my septic system is 36 feet from the south property line into the middle of the yard. So I need the variance so that I have room to put the garage. And the reason I need the variance for the rear property line is because the septic system actually runs diagonally across the yard, the septic tank and some of the pipes. So I need it set back so that I have room to get into the garage without it running over the septic tank.
Okay. Do you have the standards in front of you there that you will answer the standards for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
Uniqueness, the lot's very narrow. It's only 75 foot wide, 200 foot deep. And the location, like I said before, the location of the septic system and the tank prevent the building from being set to the standards of the 20 and 10 foot. And the septic system location, I have an existing garage now. One car garage is attached to the house, but the septic system, I can't add on to that garage because of the location of the septic system. So the back corner of the lot, the northwest corner, is the only spot available to build this garage. And then the possibility of development, can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? No. Abiding by the rear setback would require the driveway turnout area to be overtop the current septic tank, and the narrowness of the lot requires the side setback variance. And is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes, it is. And has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No. I had a new septic system put in about 15 years ago, and that was, I had to get a variance for that because the lot is so small. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, it's going to be a nice-looking pole building garage. It's going to look good. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? No. And will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No.
Okay.
So how are you going to get back to the garage?
It's basically going to be a storage building. I have two antique cars that I don't use much, so I'm going to have to drive across the yard to get to it, but it is basically going to be storage. It's not going to be an everyday in-and-out garage.
So you're going to have to go across your pipe reception?
I will have to drive across the yard. I won't. The way it's laid out, I won't have to drive over the septic tank, but, yeah, there is a pipe. Like that is going to run across the yard, but like I was saying, though, it's not going to be. It's more of a storage building. I had two antique cars, so
okay,
they're in a garage most of the time, anyway.
Okay.
Any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Mills?
No questions,
Mr. Redson. Mr. Records?
No.
And any further ones? And no further questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11127 by the applicant's testimony and also his meeting the standards for a variance. They would like to recommend approval of 11-127, that the uniqueness of the property is such with the septic system involved in the placement of the old building. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't believe the hardship was, or practical difficulty was created by the applicant. He has to have a septic system on his property. And the variance will not alter essential character to the neighborhood. And the request of the variance is minimal that will afford relief. And the least and also request of the variance represents the least modification possible to regulation in use, which is 10 feet in the rear and the 10 foot on the side.
Okay.
Mr. Rickard, just to clarify, you said that the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Just make sure I heard you right.
Okay. Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11,127. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons that have been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,127 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.